Aleph, Safalach Mon Aleph, Rashi, Dirimaskul Menafkamina, it's a long Rashi, about halfway down the Rashi, in other words, Vehechot Nischad Minayim. So, we're explaining, if we were to understand that Rebbe is dealing with this as a case of Sufik, he's not sure, do you say that the Eidim are being made on the Mona Shevashtar or the Eidim are being made on Chesim HaShadayu? So you'd have to go the Chumra in both directions. So in a case where they're both alive and you go the Chumra, and you sing Ksav Yadam Eidim, you need two on each signature. In the case of one dies, how do we validate the signature of the person who died? So then, be'inan train min ashuk shayet ho'echad aksav yidei yad hameis. Ve'echad mehen yoyed aksav yad hameis v'hachai. So you need to be made on both signatures. You need two to make it on the mace. You cannot let the chai be made on the mace. For example, Reuben and Shimon. So Reuben survived and Shimon passed away. So Reuben can't be made on Shimon's signature, because if Reuben's made on his signature, Shimon's signature, he might be taking out three quarters of the payment and one with one aid. So two people are made on Shimon. Okay, so now, but what about Reuven? Well, if you hold Manasseh B'Shar Me'idim, Reuven's signature just needs him. If you hold Aksav Yadon, so Reuven also needs another aid. So you need two people, one of them will be made on the mace, one of them will be made on the mace and the chai as well. So Rashi, the Pshita Lon, the Aksav Yadon Me'idim. If we would have held definitely that all Rebbe was saying was Aksav Yadam Eidin, so Habisagi Bechad Ben Ashuk Shiyad Al Shteya Chasimus, V'Hachayoyid Gam Ken Al Shnehem. Reuben will be made on both his signature and Shimon's signature, and Beryl will be made on Reuben's signature and Shimon's signature, and everything is wonderful. You won't have one person, one of the two Eidim, being made see three quarters of the money. Because Reuben also needs Beryl. But now that we're contemplating that Rebbe is not saying definitely Aksav Yadam. So if you say he's been made on Moshe B'Shtar, Reuben does not need anybody else. Bein Tzarech L'Tzirov, we don't need Beryl. So when Beryl's made on Reuben's signature, it doesn't do anything. So Reuben's been made on himself. And then Reuben and Beryl have been made on the signature of the one of Shimon together. So three quarters of the money is going out with Reuben, based on Reuben. Unless you would have two other people from the shuk, therefore he will not have to be made. Reuben will not be made on the signature of the mace at all. That's what you would say if we are mesupik. That's what we would do. So Rebbe is saying definitely that all that will be made is like Ksav Yadam. So then Beryl and Reuben can be made together on Reuben's signature and on Shimon's signature. Okay. Zokt Rashi Ben Lakula. So Rebbe is saying as a locha, Ben Lakula Ben Lakumra. Kihacha the Ilu. So that's a kula in the case of the Mishnah, that you need a second signature. That's a chumra. According to the bottom, each aid is made on their signature, and that's it. Comes Rebbe and says, no, you need another signature besides. That's a chumra. But this case is a kula.
Another signature besides?
Excuse me, another person who made the signature. Ben the kolke hakha de ilo der rabbon boy in shtaim in a shuk she ilo shel meis vezel vale yoy el khasimos. According to the rabbon that we can have this problem of the khiri of the mamona, so you need two people to be made on shim and signature. According to Rebbe, you're being made and saying, no, you don't need two people to be made on shim and signature. Reuben can be made on shim and signature as well. The khiri of is chasa riba, minus a quarter. So Rabbi Yehuda Merav said you need two people from the shuk according to the bottom. Now, let's say that those two items, Shiakiru Ksava Mace, which no shipment signature, what do you do? So in that situation, Elachad, if there's one, Mazel Chai Nami Makira, so you have Ruvain, who's the surviving aide, recognizes the shipment signature. Beryl recognizes Shimon's signature, and that's it. Nobody else. So what do? We can't use Reuben. What do? So we lift the and Isher Bechaim. So Reuben, who is alive, will write his signature down, and Bezalel will be Mekayim his signature based on comparing signatures. So what will he do? He'll write it. Chasimus Yodei Achaspa Menashe Mevidina. He'll put his chesimus yad onto a piece of cheris, put in front of the bezin. V'yitlua hatayonim v'yakifua etzel chesimus. So b'shtar, they'll take it. They'll put it next to the signature on the star. Compare the two. Marzuki, ahi the star mehach da'chas. They'll equate the one on the star from the one who's on the chas. L'tzorach asudei a chesimus yad. He doesn't need to be made on his signature. Moore says, why Chaspa? Moore says, don't do it on Megilta, because somebody who's not scrupulous will take it. He'll take your signature, write on top of it something. He'll write on top, for example, the person's sign below, borrowed a mona. Because of Kach, he'll write, in I, who the undersigned, I borrowed a mona from Shmerel. And the law is, if you ksav yad, which means it was signed by an IOU, can collect from Bnei Charon. The chosim Bnei Charon, mi mishabdi loy. You can't collect from mishabdi. The less they call up the dover, should also be Adim. It's something which is not done with Adim. It's not known to the Lukukas. So it's not fair to the Lukukas. They should lose the property. Therefore, you can't. Now, where Rashi is presenting like this, in the Machlokes in the Gemara, whether Shibuda is the Raisa or Shibuda is the Rabbanan. If you hold Shibuda is the Raisa, which means that the whole concept of the property getting a lien on it, which then carries over after, even if it's sold, giving the Malva, Reuben, Yaakov lends Yehuda money. So Yaakov lends Yehuda money. So now Yaakov is right to collect from Yehuda. Okay. Then Yehuda takes the property and sells it off before the loan is due. Right. So now Yaakov comes and says, where's that? To Yehuda, says, I don't have any money. He says, yeah, but you had something. He says, yeah, I sold the property. So Yaakov goes collects the property. What din is that? So the clock in the world, whether Shibud is the Raisa, Shibud is the Rabbanan. If Shibud is the Raisa, alone automatically creates a Shibud. The Chama had to come along and say that we're going to remove the Shibud, the right to collect from Meshubadim, in the case of a Milva Alpeh, a Milva which has no Adim. Or it doesn't even have Adim Bishtar. But a Milva which is not Bishtar, it's well known, it's documented, etc. So we say, listen, if you bought something from Yehuda knowing that there was a Shibud, that's we're not responsible for that. That's you took a chance. But if you didn't know about it, you didn't know about it. So the Chama said, we're going to remove the din of Shibud and we'll only leave it in the case of Milba Shibishtar. Or it's the opposite. Midaraisa, there's no din of Shibud. I have a right to collect from you. What right do I have to collect from your property? If it's sold, it's not your property. I'm coming to collect the loan. Whatever you have, you have. But the Chum recognized that I'm going to be less inclined to lend money, so money will not be available for loans unless we do something.
So the Chachamim instituted the concept of Shibud. But when they did institute it, they only instituted it in a case where, again, the Lekeach had ability to protect himself.
Why was that a problem, not lending money, when the person really shouldn't be lending money for these people? I mean, if these people owe money, so why are they being lent money? Why are the other people being lent money?
No. In general, we're going to remove, we're going to disincentivize the lending money. No person in the world is going to want to lend money.
I know.
People need money. So we need to create an economy where money is available.
I understand that. But these people, I mean, are people that haven't paid back. They owe money places. And I mean...
I never lent money before my life. I never borrowed money before my life. I'm a nice guy. But you're not going to lend me money because you might lose. The whole economy is going
to
fall apart.
I have to believe you. You don't owe money.
I'm not following. If every time a person lends money to anybody, the guy, if the lover doesn't have property at the time of the loan, even though I checked that he had property and he sold it away, I can't collect from it. I'm not going to want to lend money.
Any time there was a trade, anything.
Not that he borrowed money from somebody else. He previously borrowed. If right now the law is that Reuben lends Shimon money, and the loan is due in 6 months. Meanwhile, Shimon sells property during those 6 months. At the end of the 6 months, Reuben comes to Shimon. Shimon, I don't have anything. He says, "Well, you had a property 3 months ago. Yeah, I sold it away. So I'll go to the person who bought it. That's the din of lien, right? That's the din of shibud. Well, but if you send me the rice, it doesn't exist. So how am I protected to get my loan?" You didn't have any previous loans. I'm not discussing who was the first. I'm talking about the problems you're going to sell.
At the same time, it's going to make it more difficult to sell property.
Yeah.
I guess now.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the effect.
Yeah, because we weren't concerned about that.
Okay, so you won't sell property. So an IOU, because it doesn't have a curl, so the Lekeach can't protect himself. So we're not going to allow it to collect from Shabbatim. But Rashi sounds like we're not for that. We would allow him to collect from Shabbatim. Means it would have, you go Shabbat of the rice, so that's true. Shabbat of the rice, any loan has a right. I've documented the loan by an IOU, I have right to collect from the Shabbatim. No, because the lawyer doesn't know about it. And then the more I said, the last piece.
Well,
but I don't understand, why can't you say it's even if you hold Shibud as Rabbanan?
The Chumash should have been massacred by an IOU. Yeah. Maybe. Okay, that's true.
What's an
IOU? IOU is Xavier, the person.
IOU. Someone?
Yeah.
What? No Aiden?
No Aiden, just the person's signature. And the more came along and said that the lacha, Shmuel said the lacha is like the chachamim. Whereas what's the chiddush? Shmuel the tayma kehech the halacha kerebi mechaveiro chachamim yafil mechaveirov. Okay. Now this interesting question is over here. Hotzi lach ksav yadoi. Tosis brings a riff. It's not so common that Tosis quotes a riff. Tosis quotes a riff over here. That the riff says that this halacha of ksav yodoi that he's goyva means the person can't deny it. Well, what is the person saying? The person's saying that I never signed. It's not true. I never borrowed the money. Well, we have an IOU that you did borrow the money. What about the person says parati? Yeah, I borrowed the money, but I paid back. So you can't say parati against the shtar. You say parati against the ksav yod. So you bring... You cannot. You're not believed to say parati against the shtar.
Which means you have to get the copy.
Correct. Or get a receipt that you had before. Supposing Ravilfa's dafka kasharmer loy hoyadur merlim. That which the ksav yad will override the person's denial is only if the person claims it never was a loan. Abonemon who lover parati. The loyva is believed to say I paid back the IOU. My boy, the din of that the Malva can say if you paid back. I mean, that's the Loiva has the money in his pocket. The Loiva is claiming I paid. Malva saying no, you didn't pay because if you because be my boy, because if you paid, why have the star? That proof only has the status of a proof which has the power of Adim to be Motzi Mammon from the Loiva by a shtar. By an IU, it doesn't have that level. They near the Ben Yitzchok. The Re disagrees, the Balatosis, the Re Balatosis disagrees. Kimenai, how Hotzi. Kimenai was there. Where did the Rif get this from? Achiluk. Kimenai is a la Achiluk. Kisavar, the Mechol Shtar, she ain't a rogal, lifrei, achi yachzalo shtar. The Re holds that even by an IU, you're not going to pay back until you get your get it back, and therefore it has a din of a proof that he didn't pay, and you can collect from him.
So if you consider that every IOU would seem to be subject to this, and whether it's sheeple or no sheeple, it's hard to make sure you're going to collect.
Correct. It would be much preferable to get a star. Okay.
I mean, to such an extent that why worry about sheeple? You've got to worry about whether or not is that going to claim. Yeah, it's all
Meshuvah,
it was, but I
did that. Yeah. How was your Yom Kippur, Rabbi
Rangel? Okay, Simon Zot Gemara.
How was your Yom Kippur?
No, it's me. We'll ask him later, okay? Simon Noch Nad Chad. Okay, so the Simon is for who said it. Omalei Rav Chanano Barchiyo, Rav Yehuda. Ramila Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda. Ramila Rav Chiya Bar Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda. Okay. So that's the simon. Figure out how the simon works. Miyam Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel say that the halacha is like the Chachamim that we say there be made a mona shebishtar? There was a shtar which had been validated in the bezin of Shmuel, and when they would validate a shtar, they would actually write on the shtar. The reason why shtar is called the reason why kiyum is called a henpik is because the word nafak means it was presented. It came out. It literally came out. Right. So they would start. They would write on the shtar that this star was presented to us, and we have been Mekayim, and they would sign, and the Yonim would sign underneath. So the first word is Nofak Star Adokadamon. This star came out in front of us, so that's what it came known as a henpik. That's another name for a kiyum, it's called a henpik. So I don't know why you said, I assume that you knew that word. Anyway, sorry. Mabikosabay, and it said the following. So this validation that was presented by the Bezin of Shmuel said the following words. I mean, also Rav Onan Barchiya, Asir Achasimus Yodei. When Rav Onan Barchiya came and testified in his signature, Varachad the Imei, and together with somebody else who was with him, Umonu Rav Chanan Bar Rabba. So Rav Onan Barchiya was made on both his signature and the other aide's signature. I mean, also Rav Chanan Bar Rabba ba'asir achzimis yodei varachad de'imei. Umonu Rav Onan Barchiya. Once both aide have been made both on their signature and the other signature, ashrenoyi v'kiyamnoyi kidechazi. We are ma'asher and mekayim the shtar as is fit. Okay, so Shmuel wrote specifically in the Kiyum that both Eidim were made on each signature. According to Shmuel tells me that we passed in like the Chachamim, they don't need to do that. If each Eid is coming and being made on his signature, is sufficient. And even if they did, there's no reason to write it in the Kiyum because we hold it's worthless, it's irrelevant. So why are they writing it down in the Kiyum that both Eidim were made on each signature if it wasn't necessary to present that Eid is in Bezdin? And even if they did say it, why are you documenting it if you don't need it? Okay, so I'm late. So they asked Rav Yehuda this question. Whoever was who asked Rav Yehuda the question. So Rav Yehuda said back, Ahu shtar de yasmi hava. That was a case where the star was the owner of the star was a Yusayim, which we need to help them as much as possible because they don't know themselves, etc. Because Shmuel LeBezin Toyin, LeBezin was concerned that even though he thought that this is the Pesach Halacha, he's afraid that there's a Bezin out there which will make a mistake and think like the Halacha is like Rabbi. Therefore, he wanted to protect V'savar Shmuel D'ma Ika D'Svir Le Halacha K'Rebi Mechaveirov V'Loi Mechaveirov Ha'afil Mechaveirov. They might decide that the Halacha is like Rebbe Mechaveirov in this situation. And therefore, Savar Shmuel thought, A'avid Ravcha, let's do something which is an expansive approach. K'Hechad L'Mafsid Yasim, to protect the Yisraelim from any a loss.
Okay. That's pretty interesting. That I mean, you've got something coming based in Shmuel, and you're worried that you know another based in is not going to sort of recognize.
Yep. Can't deal with rabbis. Okay. Zach Rashi. The second white line, the last word of the second white line. The Nofik mi beidin of the Mar Shmuel. She kiemu be bezdin. They had validated the star in Shmuel's bezdin. Rakachnim to kosu behenpik she kosu ad yonim bayim. This is the language of the henpik, which is written on the star, and it says mi osur of onan. The yonim sign. It said once Rav Onan came was made his signature. And Rav Chanan bar Rabba was made in his signature and the other signature as well, both on each signature. We are Mekayim the Shtar. Alma Karebi Sirleis, you see that Shmuel holds like Rebbe, Shasarach, Loimer, Zek Savyad, he was Zek Savyad, Shachemeri, each eight has to be made on both of them. Shtar the Yasmi Hava, Shahutzuch Layai Ayin Bittakant, and we need to try and do as best as possible for the Yisraelim. Because Shmuel was concerned. If he would just write what Shmuel holds, that when this star was presented and Rav Onan bar Chiya was made in his signature and Rav Chanan bar Rabba was made in his signature, and that's all we would write, when the Yisrael will go to their back to the property of the loiva is found somewhere. So they go to that city, they present the document to allow them to collect that property. That Bezin will make a mistake. So we saw the Tosis on top of the top Tosis. The Edom walk in the Bezin and say, this is our signature. That's all they have to say. When they say that, we construe that in Halacha that they're being made a Manash B'Shtar. They don't actually say they're being made a Manash B'Shtar. Tosis says that even if they would say all they're being made on Sav Yodah, we still say they're being made a Manash B'Shtar. Even if that they recognize that normally we paskin like Rebbe against a yachid, not against the rabbim, and maybe they would think for whatever reason over here against the rabbim as well. You know what? Let's write it down. We have it available. Let's document it. Okay. Now,
what? Let's document.
Let's write down in the henpik that each aid was made on both of them. It wasn't standard, no. It's only if there's an error. If the mama pulls it out, the wife says, fine, so no problem. You could do that, theoretically, but I don't think there wasn't standard procedure. Now, what do you gain with the kiyum? So like this case, the Yisraelim come to the they go to the bezin of Shmuel,
And they are mekayim the shtar, then they travel to a different city to collect the property, and they present. So the malva, the loiva says, listen, you know, the edim are forged, and the henpik is forged. Hechate said, you know, like, if you're forged already, you can forge a henpik also. Right? What you gain is that the signatures are Shmuel, etc. These are well-known personages, and their signatures were more well-known because they were the yadim which were signing on things. So it would be much easier to mekayim. Benachanami, you could actually require a kiyum on a kiyum. So zatu mora amr b'yudah b'Shmuel edim adayim mitzdarfin. So we found edim which can recognize one of the signatures of one of the edim. And Adam was recognized one of the signatures of one of the Dayanim. Is that sufficient for a Kiyum? So we know the two of there's five signatures now in this document. There are two Adam and three Dayanim. So I found Adam which recognized one signature and one of the signatures of the Dayanim. So I don't have a Kiyum on both signatures of the Adam. So it's Adam, Dayanim, and Starfin, and you can be, that's enough for Kiyum. And you can't say it's mezuyif. If two of the signatures we know are not mezuyif, we assume that the document is proper and you can collect.
Two of the signatures?
We know the signature one of the edim, the signature one of the yonim. There are five signatures on this piece of paper now. So we know two of those five signatures are true. They're not forged. The Mora says, "Omer Rabbi Yehuda, excuse me, Omer Rabbi Bar Chama, Kama Malya Hashmaitza." That's such a geshmak of pshat. So Rabbi said, "My Mal Yusuf, what's so good about it? My the Kamasid Sahada Loikamasid Dayana, My the Kamasid Dayana Loikamasid Sahada. They're being made of different things. If you said the Latchama that they made a Monash Bashtar, so being Mekayim the signatures of the Edom is you're not just." B'mekayim signatures. You're saying that this testimony that they said that the Mona Shibishtar is true, right? So it's let's see what have the people walk into Bezin in front of us. So the aid walks in and says, yes, the loan is true, and the Dayan says, yes, his signature is true. Now, how would you misarab that? So now they're not here. They're just recognizing signatures. But what they're being made about is two different things. How can you combine those two ideas together? You're being made that, yes, we know that he truly said X, and he truly said Y. So now let's combine X and Y and make an Adus. You can't. They have no shaitas. Okay. Ella, the Mora says, Ki also Rami bar Yecheskel. So Rehuda and Rami were twins. Rabbi Yehuda was his father's name was Yecheskel, and Rami bar Yecheskel. So Rami Yecheskel said, "Omer, lo itzatzinu lahani kloli dechal Yehuda ochi mishmei de Shmuel." Don't believe everything. Don't listen to everything that my brother Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, said in the name of Shmuel. How do I know that? Because. The Mora brings the same conversation. Ikka Rav Noi Achua de Rav Chia Bar Abba Lemizin Shumshimi. So he came into town to buy Shumshimi. Why I have to know that? I don't know. Bummer, he said, so he was here in town, he stopped by the yeshiva. Hachar Mishmol, Eid Vadaim, and Starfin. Amra Meimer, Kama Malya, Hoshmaita. This conversation took place three generations later. That's going to be Rabba. Amra Leir. Amra Kama was in the time of Rava, referring back to. Rava was two generations after Rav Yehuda.
The Gemara says a kedusha. The day that Rabbi Yehuda was nifter is the day that Rava was born. So, but Rava is talking about this conversation which took place. So now, two generations after that is Ravashi. And so, the Meimar said, "Kama ma yehoshmai tamalei Ravashi la Meimar mishum the kalas tavua the imcha at nami mekalsalei karpicha Rava." So, Rabbi Baruch Amar was the father of your mother. So, Rav Noi was the brother of Chia Bar Abba. Just because your grandfather said it's a good pshat, you also have to say it's a good pshat. Karpicha Rabba, Rabba shlugged it up. Okay. So, Rashi. Eva Dayan. Three lines in the bottom. Star should cause a handpick. So there's a star which has a handpick written in it. There's any the animal signed in the handpick. The Malva came to collect with an ear halaiva. Lava said the whole thing is forged. So one of the Adam was became his signature. One of the Adam, the Adam was became his signature. Mitzarv and Lachshira, they can be mitzarv. So Rava said, "Does that make any sense?" My dekumasi sahada, Adam meidim al manusha b'shtar ki rabbana with the Adam meidim b'fnei on niskay. So they're being made. They're being made. And different things. Rehuda Achua, the Rabbi Rechazkel Haba. Rehuda and Rabbi Rechazkel were brothers. Ikla, Rabbi Noi, the Mizan, Shum Shum Yigarsin, Lakin, De Ikla, Ragasin, and Lagabon. Valab Rami Amadim, the Epshal Armakain, Shomer Rami Edazu, Alamamer, Ravashi, Shere Ravashi, Kamadaris, Hoya Acharab, Dominion of Kedushin, Yam Shemes Rehuda, another Rabbi, Yam Shemes Rabbi, another Ravashi. So, it's not. There was a girsa the ikla. So, in the girsa the ikla, it goes like this. Rabbi Yechezkel is proving his point from the following story, because you see this and this happen. So, you can't prove it based. Rabbi Yechezkel was a temporary. Was Rehuda's brother, who was four generations before Rava. Ravashi can't prove his point from Ravashi. So the Gersa is Ikla. Avua the Imcha, Rami Brachom. Consulted here.